Hi, my name is Nina Berman. I'm a photographer with the Nora Photo Collective. We're based in Amsterdam. I'm here in New York City now at the UN, opening this exhibition on the Zaatari refugee camp. And myself and three of my colleagues, we visited the camp about a year ago. We spent a week documenting daily life and meeting families. And the idea was to see if we could use photography not just to communicate the Syrian refugee crisis, but to try and transform the camp a little bit, to humanize it. And so we then took these photographs and we blew them up life-size, actually bigger than life-size, and we pasted them on the security wall around the camp. And then we set up a photo booth inside the camp and invited refugees to come and have their portraits made, and we printed out more than 500 prints for people as a way to give refugees something that they most likely left behind from Syria. People are running from their lives, and they don't have time to collect their valuables or their photographs.
Was it personal initiative?
Yeah, it was my idea after seeing, I saw a picture of the camp from the sky, and it looked like a prison camp, it completely dehumanized, and I thought, well, in that camp there are 100,000 epic stories of survival, and maybe as photographers we can personalize the camp a little bit and communicate some of the stories in a way that for the outside world to understand, but also for people in Zaatari maybe to feel acknowledged.
Tell me about your feeling when you went to Zaatari refugee camp.
When I was in Well, we were told about the camp. We were told people wouldn't like photographers. We were told that people were very nervous about having their pictures taken. And we actually didn't find that so much. Once we got to know people, once we explained the project, people understood what we were trying to do. I found my experience there quite incredible, actually. There's, you know, amazing stories of resilience and survival. It's, of course, also a very sad place because people have left their homes and they've lost loved ones. But still, people are surviving. They're trying to make new lives. They're having children. They're getting married. They're opening up businesses, and they're trying to keep going.
What's the response you got from the pictures?
Well, putting the pictures up on the wall, the big security wall, was a little nerve-wracking because we didn't know how people would respond. But people came by, they honked their horns, they smiled. All of the information we've gotten from the Jordanian partners inside the camp was that people liked it. Now, it's been almost a year, and those pictures are probably fading by now. And at first I thought, that won't look so good. But now I realize that's just part of the ecosystem of the camp and maybe serves as a reminder to the outside world that people have been here a long time now.